pay the taxes and how you license it here in Missouri. And I think I am all for this. One of the big pieces of news that came out here in mid-Missouri last week was Capital Regional Health Center and MU Healthcare kind of, I guess, renewing their bonds. That's why we wanted to bring in a couple of folks this morning. Gaspar Calvaruso, he is with Capital Region, and also wanted to bring in Nim Shania. He's Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at MU Healthcare, and kind of want to find out what's going here. So, Gaspar, welcome in. Last time you and I saw each other, we were at a big event for the Chamber. It was that Fiesta Chamber event, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, we're having this great conversation. All of a sudden, Gaspar looks at his watch and says, "Oh, I got to catch a flight. My son's kicking for Wisconsin tomorrow." And he went to go watch Wisconsin Badgers and his kid who plays for Wisconsin. Bottom line, what's happening here with Capital Region and MU Healthcare?
Well, Brandon, thanks for having us on today. You know, bottom line, it's an exciting time for healthcare here in Jefferson City in our region, and an exciting time for Capital Region Medical Center. I don't know if you know, but Capital Region and MU have had a relationship for the past 26 years. We've been an affiliate of MU Healthcare. It's been a strong relationship. We've done some really, really great things. But, you know, the healthcare landscape has changed. And I think all kinds of healthcare organizations are looking at how they can better position themselves for the future. If you haven't heard, BJC and St. Luke's in Kansas City, just a week before our announcement, announced their intention to integrate as well. And so this is really, as you mentioned, we've been engaged for 26 years, and now we're taking that next step to fully integrate and really do much more for our community than I think so.
Okay, and I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. I know you guys have had this very successful relationship for a lot of years. With the announcement last week, what is going to be different to folks here in mid-Missouri?
Hi, this is Nim. What will be different is that the access to care will continue uninterrupted. As you know, community hospitals are struggling across the state, but also across the country. So coming together, both Capital Region and MU Healthcare can make sure that the people in Jefferson City and the surrounding areas continue to have high quality access to care that is not in question and will continue.
I think one other real important part of this is, you know, prior to us announcing this, and currently, we are two separate corporations. And so, as you can imagine, just working through that, sometimes there's some obstacles to providing that care and that access. By taking this next step, we believe and we know that it's going to make it easier for us to deliver care in not only Columbia, but Jefferson City in our area.
I'm going to follow up, and I appreciate both of you joining us in studio. This is very informative. Of course, I did a story on this, both Nim and Gaspar as well. But Nim, one of the things that you, Mr. Chennai, that you pointed out last week at the press conference, as you said, this also continues care in Jefferson City, which is very important. But Capital Region has such a historic, it's a historic hospital, no question about that. And they've got a oncology unit. They've also got that rehabilitation center that people come from all over mid-Missouri for. Nim, particularly for you, what does Capital Region Medical Center mean, and Gaspar too, to Jefferson City?
Yeah, for us, it is a very special and deeply meaningful relationship. As Gaspar said, we've been at this together for 26 years. So the possibility to extend MU Healthcare even further to Jefferson City and Capital Region to Columbia, this is not a one-way street. This is for both of us working together to take care of patients in the community. As you know, the University of Missouri tends to go to places that others are running out of. We're in Boonville, we're in Mexico, we're in Fulton. So this is an extension of that mission to be in service to all Missourians, no matter where they are located. And this is a deeply meaningful relationship because we've been working together for so long.
Our guest this morning, Gaspar Calvaruso, Capital Region, and then with MU Healthcare, Nim Shania, hanging out with us this morning on Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
Gentlemen, I think a question out there. My mother is a former employee of Capital Region. I have other family members who worked there over the years. What's the merger going to mean for for those employees, nurses who are PRN and all that sort of thing, will kind of smooth it out working between potentially between both buildings?
I think the answer to that question is opportunity. You know, both within healthcare, and you're probably hearing this from, you know, just your knowledge of, you know, working in the morning show, it's tough right now to recruit people. You know, staffing is an issue, not only in healthcare, but in most industries. We have plenty of positions for everybody. This merger is not about that. What this merger is about is opportunity and what you just talked about. I mean, we're working towards, you know, there'll be lots of, you know, MU Healthcare has a lot more resources than Capital Region. And from a just training perspective and information sharing perspective, we've done some of that over the past 26 years. But by being integrated, well, our employees will have full access to a lot of those different opportunities. And from a staffing standpoint, I think it really gets down to choice. You know, what does the employee want to do? But there are opportunities in Columbia, in Jefferson City, in California, in Lynn, in Owensville. I mean, we have plenty of opportunities.
One of the things that anytime you get in a relationship, the alignment of values is really important. One of the things on which we are, both Capital Region and MU Healthcare, are completely aligned is people, both the patients, members of the community, but then also the members of our teams that work at both MU Healthcare and Capital Region. So the opportunity for us to come together and provide better opportunities in terms of training, stability of employment, the ability to move seamlessly back and forth between the two institutions, all of that, I think, will be an added benefit to the people that call Capital Region and MU Healthcare their professional home.
Yeah. Gentlemen, this is Steve here. You know, you mentioned about community hospitals, you know, really a consolidation there. There's been really closure of some, you know, smaller county hospitals over time. It's been a multi-year trend. You mentioned about Boone Hospital. They moved away from BJC, joined with St. Luke's and so forth. You know, more about many of than many of us do. Talk about in the kind of medical industry going from localized delivery, local hospitals, to kind of regional, like, you know, Capital Region is, you know, a regional hospital in Mid-Missouri as well, and has a lot of clinics and so forth. Talk about consolidation in the industry of kind of a get big or die sort of thing that really the medical industry is in these days.
Yeah, I think growth for the sake of growth or just to get scale and get big, I'm you know, that's a complicated topic. What we are doing here is really, we believe very strongly that the best care is the care that people can get close to home. If somebody has to travel an hour and a half to get care, that brings a level of complexity, whether it's a child or an adult, where you're separated from your family. So what's great about this is you are able to be part of a system that enables the best care in the best location possible. And it really means the patient, the family members will have the choice of where that care happens. If the best place to get that care is at Capital Region, fine. But if those services are not available and better care can be made available in Columbia, that's great. And in the same way, for somebody who's living in the Jefferson City area, you no longer have to go to Columbia to get your care because we'll be able to move physicians back and forth just like team members.
If I could add as well, MU Healthcare has been about community for a long, long time. You know, Capital Region, the relationship that we've had for the past 26 years has been all about community. Recently, with some of the closures you mentioned, MU Healthcare has established healthcare facilities in Boonville and in Mexico. We respect, and they respect, the kind of the relationship between an academic and a community hospital. Yes. And we're really looking at a vision here of being that community arm of MU Healthcare to provide what Nim just described.
All right, our guest this morning, Gaspar Calvaruso with Capital Region and with MU Healthcare, Nim Chennai. Anything else you two gentlemen would like to add before we let you go this morning?
No, we just appreciate the opportunity. I was a little nervous following the Trump monologue, but you know, hopefully we answered your questions.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Gaspar, that's what you get for leaving in the middle of a conversation to go watch your kid kick. I'm kidding. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. We're appreciative of your time here this morning on Wake.